You're So Clever, Why Aren't You Rich? By Paul Shearer and Richard Turner. Starring Richard E. Grant, Amanda Root and Peter Capaldi.
What is it, David?
Are you awake?
Yes, I'm writing a letter.
Oh, you don't normally write letters on Thursdays.
What else do you mean?
Well, last Thursday you went to the pub with that director bloke.
Really?
The two Thursdays before that...
What do you want, David?
Do you want some cocoa?
No, thanks.
What about dinner on Monday?
Oh, Monday?
It's my birthday.
Oh,
I'm well... hoping it'll be something a bit special.
Oh, all right.
Oh, Kathmandu's got an H in it.
Don't mind, this is a personal letter.
K-A-T-H-M-A-N-D.
Good night, David.
Oh, night then.
To Giles Horrocks, Imperial Hotel, Kathmandu. From Tudor Stanhope, Flat G, Palmerston Buildings, 18 Telsby Avenue, Streatham. Giles, you darling. Thanks for the card, you mad, crazy fool. Why Nepal? Oh, at least I didn't drive you into the Foreign Legion. Buddhism sounds amazing. But if reality is an illusion, does that mean illusions are real? I suppose that's why being an actress is so important. I'm sharing a flat in Streatham, yawn yawn. Remember Dave Ferris? He's still the same old bicycle clips and anorak man, but an ideal flatmate. Very tidy, very shy, very...
Yeah,
I hardly notice him.
Yeah.
What?
Are you sure you don't want any cocoa? I've made two cups.
Positive.
This is skin formula.
No, thanks.
Right, then.
And I've got a job. A platform performance at the National Theatre. The play's called The Death of Hope, and I've got the title role. It's my big break at last. The director is totally brilliant. Andrei Brubeneci, a passionate Romanian genius. He and I get on brilliantly, both professionally and as human beings. Anyway, if you're ever in London again, there's always a sofa for you to crash on. Floppy kisses, Jude.
British Airways are pleased to announce the late arrival of Air India Flight 765. From Kathmandu.
Giles! Giles, where the hell have you been?
Nepal, Pa. I thought you knew.
Giles! Oh, please don't provoke your father. We've been waiting all night.
Good God, what on earth's that? It's hideous.
This is Ganesh, the remover of obstacles. He's going to clear me a path into the world of international art dealing.
Now, you listen to me, young man. I did not pay a fortune to get you through Marlborough and Magdalen so you could waste your life wafting around Bongo Bongo Land. You're coming to Swanton Abbott, and on Monday morning you're starting work at the office with me.
Dad, I'm not cut out to be a solicitor. I'm too interesting.
Don't you dare smirk at me like that.
Let's discuss this in the car, shall we?
Don't look at me. He started it.
Come on, Henry. If we hurry, we might just beat the rush hour.
Oh. For the millionth time, you're coming to Norfolk. Where the hell are we?
For the millionth time, I don't want to.
For God's sake, woman, look at the map. The map!
I think we're on this road here.
That's the Grand Union Canal.
Oh, dear.
This is the Hammersmith flyover. Why didn't you drop me off here, in fact?
You've always been the troublesome one. Why can't you be like your sister?
Oh, yeah? Jenny's perfect. Except she's sleeping with her tutor.
Don't be ridiculous. Jenny's tutor is a woman.
I know.
Listen to me, you supercilious little smart-ass. You're going to take up articles.
You just don't get it, do you, Dad? You and the Norfolk Centre are parasites that feed on the suffering of millions of starving beggars.
Total gaff.
Your father's lodge does a lot of good work for charity.
Charity is just an anaesthetic against fascism.
What does your generation know about fascists?
We were brought up by people like you.
Get out.
With pleasure. Hand me the statue, please.
Giles, apologize to your father and we can all go home.
The statue!
Next time you want a free handout, don't come begging to me!
Not in a million years!
Good morning, Judith. Any letters for me?
No.
Oh. About tonight.
What about it? Oh,
And late?
You know, dinner.
Tonight?
Yes, my birthday.
Oh, your birthday. Oh, look, I'm really sorry, David. I completely forgot. I'd be so tied up with this play reading at the Nash.
Oh, that's all right. Anyway, I was thinking of something fishy.
Happy birthday. What time? David?
What time what?
Tonight?
You kissed me.
Yes, what time?
That's a point. I must write that down. First kiss, 9:03.
Look, I'll be back about 8. Goodbye. I'm sorry I'm late for rehearsals.
She kissed me.
These tears, a poisonous river of stolen youth. These scarred breasts, emptied by the suckling parasite of an ideology not born of these loins. I, Ilyeska, innocent peasant girl turned state whore, am Romania.
Your world!
Please, where are you going?
To put some clothes on.
Stay here.
It's a bit cold, actually, Andre. I'm just wearing this leather thong. It digs in awfully.
Julius, Ilyeska is the spirit of Romanian suffering, and you will learn the meaning of the word.
Actually, Andre, I'm...
This is why you pathetic English have no great art. You are not prepared to pay the price.
What is love? Baby, don't hurt me. Don't hurt me.
£800?
Here, I need the cash. I had to hop the tube to get here. £700. It's a bargain.
It's hideous. It looks like bloody elephant man.
It's Ganesh, remover of obstacles to the trained eye.
Giles, I've just had my entire flat redone by Calvin McRae. He's Europe's top interior designer. And if you saw Dumbo there squatting on one of his satinized tungsten occasional tables, he'd flip his chicken.
Look, Piers, what about that bloke in your office whose wife works at Sotheby's? Can't you get her to value it? It might be priceless.
Those guys in India must have seen you coming. Anyway, look, I've got to get back to the dealing.
Piers, I'm a bit short of funds, actually. Do you think you could pick up a tab?
Just tell them to put it on my slate.
You are a slate? Wow! Mind if I stay on for a bit longer? Tell you what, I'll hang around and meet you here after work.
No, can do. Got some folks coming around to dinner. Mr. Yokoshima and his wife from the Tomoki Bank. Do you know them?
No. Oh. No chance I can crash at your place tonight, then?
None at all.
Oh, I love this heavy statue around London all night, then.
Well, look. Well, give it here. I'll ask Jamie to get Wendy to give it a once-over.
Thanks.
Give us a tingle tomorrow. Interesting, all Enlightenment stuff you picked up in Nepal. Maya, reality is an illusion. Wow. Anyway, be in touch.
Yeah, cheers, Piers. Excuse me. Bring me the wine list, could you?
I know. We're finished for today. Jason.
Yeah?
Tonight, I want you to insult the policeman and get yourself arrested.
Right. Why?
Just do it! Then you will understand why.
Yeah, okay.
Mark and Patrick, go to Piccadilly Circus and be rent boys. You will do it again and again until I can see it in your performance. Good. Now, do this.
Am I coming back to your place again?
No. Tonight there will be no special coaching. I want you to find a man, an ugly man. Someone you find repulsive. And let him screw you. Then you will truly understand what it is to be without hope. Now go.
Are you joking?
I am Romanian.
Well, it's only a rehearsed reading.
It is not too late for me to ask Emma Thompson.
No. All right. All right, there's a pub just round the corner from me that's usually full of pond life. I'll try there.
If you fail me, don't bother turning up tomorrow. Understand?
Hi, David.
Oh, hello, Julie. Just in time.
Time for what?
My birthday dinner.
Shit. I'm sorry, David. I'm having a really heavy day. Oh, I haven't even got you a card. But can we make it quick? Because I've got to go out about 10:30 to the pub to meet someone.
It's grilled mackerel.
I wondered what the smell was. Has that light blown again?
No, I thought candlelight would be a bit more, you know, intimate.
Thanks, Dave. That was really... probably very healthy, wasn't it?
Mm, I made that custard myself.
Oh, custard.
Coffee? It's gold blend. Anyway, you've got to. I've got something very important to say. It's all part of the plan.
Jesus, what time is it? I've got to go to the pub.
Oh, you've missed that. It's gone 11.
Oh, my God, it hasn't, has it?
Yep. Who was it you were meeting anyway? No one important, I hope.
No. Andre wanted me to... do a sort of character exercise with some real people.
What? In the pub?
Oh, he wanted me to find someone. Andre's the kind of director an actress dreams of. He pushes me. To be a great actor, you have to force yourself to do things that are uncomfortable and morally challenging.
That's why I only got involved on the technical side of drama at university.
If I'm going to be a great actress, I've got to be prepared to experience the unnatural, the grotesque, even if it makes me feel...
Judith, we've been sharing the same flat for 9 months now. During that time, I've got pretty... Well, we've got pretty close.
It's definitely past drinking up time.
I'm ages ago. I know you must be over your breakup with Giles by now, so... Well, here I am, and here you are. I know you're a beautiful actress, and I'm not exactly Mel Gibson, but I'm not repulsive, so... I'll wash the dishes in the morning, shall I? Oh, Judith. If only you knew how many times I've imagined doing what we just did. It was fantastic. Wasn't it?
Yes. Very nice, thank you.
I've been thinking... about the future.
Now, good. It's important that we don't lose our heads.
I've written you poems in 4 different languages. Shall I nip back to my room and get them?
No. Look, David. We should talk.
Who could that be at this hour? You stay here.
Who's asking?
David!
Well, open the bloody door, David.
Oh, it's you. Hello, Giles.
Who the hell are you?
David. Dave Ferris. I did the lighting for 3 of the plays you directed at university.
Oh, yeah. Where's Judith?
She's in bed.
Oh, come on, let me in. Just flown in from Kathmandu. Judith!
Giles! Hi!
God, early bedtime and stretch of business. Have you two been at it or something? Oh, sorry, Dave. I didn't mean to embarrass you. Bloody hell, you have. I've just flown 6,000 miles to see you.
4.5.
What?
Kathmandu is 4,500 miles away.
Judith, I didn't know you were turned on by men with elastic glass in their glasses.
Don't you creep. Just go. We split up. You were a drunken parasite, and I was a neurotic, self-centered bitch, remember?
At least you had taste, then. Anyway, your letter gave me a distinct impression you were bonking Vlad the director.
Bonking is what you do. What Andre and I do is make passionate love.
Hey? You never told me.
David, go to your room and sort your anoraks by colour or something. Judith and I need to talk.
Take your hands off my woman.
Ridiculous, David.
How can you say that after what we just did?
Oh, dear, did the sparks fly as you just static from his nylon shirt? Judith, you must be desperate.
It wasn't like that.
Does Count Dracula know?
His name's Andre, and as a matter of fact, he does.
How can he? We've only just done it. Twice, actually.
Andre told me to do it.
What?
Good old Jude. This Andre sounds like a right old perv.
It was for artistic reasons.
Artistic reasons?
The character I'm playing is forced to endure sex with a variety of hideously unattractive men.
Brilliant. Method acting. So he told you to bonk Mr. Byright here, did he?
No, it could have been anyone. All he said was I had to find them physically repulsive.
What?
I was going to find someone in the pub, but it was too late, and... So it had to be you, David. I'm sorry.
I'm going to bed. Good night.
Ooh. Judith, you're precious. Got any glasses? I've still got a bit of champers left. Present from Piers.
You are insensitive prat, Giles.
When's this play on? I must see it. I bet you parade around with your kit off as usual. You make Greta Scatty look positively Islamic.
I'm not afraid to use my body to make political statements.
That was a party political broadcast by Linda Lusardi, MP.
So, obviously, you didn't find enlightenment in Nepal.
I've come back to you, haven't I? We're made for each other. You do your mad actressy thing and I'll keep the dosh rolling in.
No, Giles, I'm tired. You're drunk. I'm going to bed.
Just like old times, eh? I thought you'd never ask.
I didn't.
Oh, come on, Judith. Phone Andre. You can watch and give us some notes afterwards.
There's the sofa. Good night.
Dear David, I've hardly slept a wink worrying about the hurt I've caused you. Just Giles to ruin everything. You were very sweet. And I would never have known it was your first time. I may be an actress, but I wasn't faking it last night. I'll be at the Nash all day. Here's a couple of comps for tonight. Bring whoever. Sorry to leave you with the task of turfing Giles out. Sloppy kisses, Jude.
XXX. And a very good morning to you, Dave.
Giles. You're still here.
You're looking surprisingly miserable, considering you... just lost your virginity to the divine Judith.
How did you know it was my first time?
Judith wrote you a letter.
You were very busy.
How else was I supposed to read it?
You're not welcome here.
Okay, do it. No, those comps are Judith's show tonight. Took one, that's all right. Listen, can I pot a tenner off you? Pay you back tonight or something?
No, I haven't got it.
Where's the nearest cash machine?
On the High Street, up near the station.
Great, I'll come with you. Get your coat. If you're a good boy, my friend Piers might buy you lunch.
Yeah,
there's
four to hold.
Four tips.
Right, okay, thank you. Yes, that's okay.
I hate these places. This is the Temple of Mammon.
Okay, well,
excuse me, which one's Piers Tobenhauser's desk?
Hang on a minute, will you? One over there, the one with the lucky mascot.
That's Ganesh, the remover of obstacles, Philistine.
David, you didn't know that until I tell.
Well, it's hideous anyway.
Well, to the trained eye, it's a thing of exquisite beauty. But to someone who spends all day behind a desk playing a computer game, it's probably just a mascot.
Some idiot friend of Piers actually bought the thing, apparently.
Uh-huh. Where is Piers?
Oh, don't tell me you're the friend.
Yeah,
hey,
okay.
Hey, guys,
okay.
This is the idiot who bought Dumbo.
All right. Now, just tell Piers when he comes back that the idiot called in and took his mascot.
Let's get out of here. Is there anyone here who isn't a public school twerp?
Yeah, you, 6 out of 5. No, you walked right into that one, David. Look, I'm going to try and flog this thing down the Portobello Road, meet you at the National Theatre.
Hang on, you still owe me a tenner.
Once I flog Ganesh, you'll get your precious tenner, and drinks after the show are on me, okay? Large gin and tonic, pint of bitter. David, lend us a fiver.
I've only got a 20.
Yeah, 20 will do.
What did you think of the play, then?
It was phenomenal.
What? It was rubbish.
David, when I say phenomenal, I'm describing a particular phenomenon in which trendy time-out reading theatre-goers spout entries for suits to corner at each other, convince themselves they're all incredibly brilliant, and all the while get their jollies watching a bunch of actors cavorting about with no kit on. That's phenomenal.
Here she comes.
Over here, Jude! You're around, I think.
What?
child. Oh, tell me, honestly, truly, what did you think?
Hand on the heart, Judith, it was phenomenal.
Oh, no. Oh, you're just being kind. What's that?
Ganesh, remover of obstacles.
Oh, hideous.
I'm trying to flog it.
Would you like a drink, Judith?
Oh, David, a port, please, for my voice.
Is that Greg Phillips over there?
Oh, yes!
He was always a talentless little git. What's he up to these days?
Oh, he writes reviews for Time Out.
Chammy old Gregsy.
Oh, God, I daren't talk to him.
Yeah, I've got to. He might be stupid enough to buy this statue. Gregsy, you old pillowbiter, you. How are you doing?
Tell him to say nice things about me. Oh, cheers. What do you think, David?
Phenomenal. Judith, about last night...
Oh, forget it. It was my fault.
I love you.
No, David, you don't.
I do. It's that bastard Giles, isn't it? He's come between us.
No, David, there was no between us to come between.
Say you love me, or I'll kill myself.
David, not here.
Of course not. I'll throw myself off Hungerford Bridge.
Judith, darling. Is that man here at hand? Shall I remove him?
No, no, it's all right, Andre. He's just, a fan.
You saw my play?
I wouldn't call it play.
Really? What would you call it?
A phenomenon.
You are too kind.
Oh, no. No, you and Judith gave me the most exquisite hour of pleasure of my life. Now I'm off to Hungerford Bridge. Good night.
Quite a fun. Judith, director's dreams of actresses like you. When you told me you had screwed your repulsive little flatmate, I realized I can make you do anything.
I'd rather not talk about it, Andre.
Bloody Greg Phillips pretended he didn't know me. Oh, hi.
And you are?
Giles, this is Andre. Andre wrote and directed Death of Hope. Andre, this is
Giles Horrocks. I'm an old flame of Judith's. Come back to haunt her.
A former lover?
Well, it's a kind of on-off thing, really. Sharing a flat at the moment.
This your flatmate? But that's impossible.
Why?
No,
you are not physically repulsive.
Well, thank you.
No, Andre.
Judith, you have lied to me. I asked you to do one simple thing.
You've got it wrong.
And you chose instead to defy me. No wonder your performance was so uncommitted.
Hey, steady on.
I wasn't uncommitted. I wasn't.
In fact, they say he's quite good looking. It would be a pleasure to go to bed with him.
Thanks, but no thanks.
Dear, you bastard. You stupid. Ow! Thing.
You're weird. Ganesh, remove this obstacle.
Giles! Giles!
Oh,
come on, why do we have to ruin everything?
I'm going down to the river, well, and drown myself. Yes, and drown myself.
Where they reflect on the river. I always dreamt my name would be Elsa.
Come on, Jude, don't look back. Got any spare change for it?
Christ, how insensitive. Can't you see this poor woman is having a crisis?
Why do I always get taken in by the bastard?
Always, Jude, that was me.
I've got no job, no agent, no money. And after the way I've treated David, I wouldn't blame him for throwing me out of the flat.
Where is David?
The barges wash drifting logs down Greenwich Reach, past the Isle of Dogs. Wayalala, nail, walala.
David, I've been worried about you. What are you doing here?
Contemplating suicide.
Giles, there's a man here about to kill himself because of me.
David, are you really contemplating suicide?
Only as a concept. The water looks a bit cold.
This sort of Buddhist prayer. You see this? Ganesh, remover of obstacles. My own particularly hilarious tragedy. I actually believe he was the beginning of the vast Horrocks import-export empire. I paid £550 for a mass-produced souvenir worth precisely nothing.
Well, you're an idiot then.
That's what's so funny. I'm skint. I've got nowhere to live and my only prospect is to go crawling back to my parents and endure the rest of my life as a solicitor. Why? It's all an illusion. O mighty Thames, father of all rivers, take this sacrificial gift, symbol of all my woes, take it into your heart of darkness.
Conrad, very nice.
Thank you, David. And with it, wash away my hope, for what is there in hope but endless suffering? Goodbye, Ganesh, and good riddance.
phone. It's Andre. I know it is.
Take a tip from Jarzy, Jude. Face the truth and laugh at it.
Okay. I'll do it.
Judith, hi. It's Andre. Listen, I'm sorry. I couldn't tell you, but Fear of Insects is going to be made into a film. And there have been many problems which I have been dumping on you. But thankfully, at last, Emma Thompson has agreed to play.
Emma Thompson? Emma Thompson, if I hear that bloody name...
Come on, Jude, get a chuckle.
No!
I'd better make some cocoa.
Hi, Giles. Piers here. Sorry I missed you in the office. Good news. That elephant thing. Wendy at Sotheby's says it's actually worth a few bob. Circa 20 grand, in fact. She says take it round, they'll do a deal. Ciao.
Oh, 20 grand?
Come on, Giles. Give us a chuckle.
Are you mad? 20 grand. Perhaps it's still on the police boat.
No, I definitely heard a splash.
Well, maybe it'll wash up somewhere. The Thames Barrier. We've got to go.
I hope it doesn't reach the Thames Barrier. It's Ganesh, the remover of obstacles. Next high tide, that'll be London down the blood hole.
Oh, God, it's Maya. It's an illusion. None of this is happening.
Face the truth and laugh at it, Giles.
Ah, bloody hell. Listen, do you two mind if I crash here for a while?
For how long?
Well, just till I sort out my life.
What? That could take forever.
If You're So Clever, Why Aren't You Rich? Was written by Paul Shearer and Richard Turner, and starred Richard E. Grant, Amanda Root and Peter Capaldi. Other parts were played by Jeffrey Whitehead, Tina Gray, Christopher Rudzinski, Paul Shearer, Amajit Dew and Kay Stoner. The theme is composed by Pete Bakey.